Welcome to the Joey Mitchell Podcast, Celebrity Interviews. Joey's been broadcasting his radio show throughout California for over 51 years and has interviewed hundreds of celebrities. Most of these interviews have only aired once. Now, he's decided to share them once again. Every week, a new celebrity with a behind-the-scenes peek into what happened before and after the interview. So sit back, relax, and get set to travel back in time. Here's Joey.
Hey, thanks, Todd, and welcome back to Celebrity Interviews with me, Joey Mitchell. Today, a very unusual interview. In fact, probably the goofiest one I've ever done in my entire career. It's with movie actor Gary Busey. Gary was born in 1944 in Goose Creek, Texas, the son of Sadie Virginie, a homemaker, and Delmer Lloyd Busey, a construction design manager. When he was in the fourth grade, the family moved to Tulsa, where he later attended Bell Junior High School. From there, went to college and later transferred to Oklahoma State University in Stillwater, Oklahoma, where he quit school just one class short of graduation. You may not know, Busey began his showbiz career as a drummer in the Rubber Band, and he even appears on several Leon Russell recordings. He played in a band called Carp, too, which released one album on Epic in 1969. He continued to play small roles in both film and television during the 70s, and in 1975, as the character Harvey Daly, he was the last person killed on the series Gunsmoke in the third-to-last episode. In 1974, he made his major film debut with a supporting role in Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, starring Clint Eastwood and Jeff Bridges. In 76, he was hired by Barbara Streisand and her producer boyfriend then, John Peters, to play Bobby Ritchie, a road manager to Kris Kristofferson's character, in the remake of A Star Is Born. She said she hired him because she'd seen him on a TV series and thought he had the right qualities to play the role. In 1978, he starred as rock legend Buddy Holly in The Buddy Holly Story. He was amazing, and his performance received such critical acclaim that it earned him an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor and the National Society of Film Critics Best Actor Award. But it was on December 4th, 1988 that things turned around for Gary Busey. He was severely injured in a motorcycle accident in which he was not wearing a helmet. His skull was fractured, and he suffered permanent brain damage. In 1997, he underwent successful surgery to remove a cancerous plum-sized tumor from his sinus cavity. The growth was found after Busey began suffering nosebleeds. What's interesting is, during the filming of the second season of Celebrity Rehab in 2008, Busey was referred to psychiatrist Charles Sophie, and Sophie suspected that Busey's brain injury has had a greater effect on him than realized. He described it as essentially weakening his mental filters and causing him to speak and act impulsively. Sophie recommended Busey take valproic acid, with which Busey agreed. Now, my interview with Busey proves exactly that. He'll say whatever's on his mind, regardless of what it sounds like or it's going to hurt your feelings or not. Things got so crazy, we actually made a promo before his interview aired that showed I couldn't get anything right when it meant talking to Gary Busey. Here's that promo.
We're talking to the legend, Gary Busey. Now, Gary, you made a movie here in Sacramento. It was called Point Break, right?
No.
I had a co-host, Gary, for years who said you were her godfather. Is that true?
I never heard of her. I don't know. What is your proof? How did she find out? What's the source of information to her that lets her believe I'm her godfather? I have never heard of the woman.
Were you a God-fearing man before the accident?
God-fearing man? That's stupid. No, I'm not God-fearing. Golly, that's an idiot thing to say.
Will Joey get anything right in this interview?
Oh, no, no, no.
Gary Busey on The Joey Mitchell Show, Monday morning at 7:10 on 101.5 K-Hits.
And now, here's the interview with the incredible Gary Busey.
It's the legend himself, Academy Award nominee Gary Busey. How are you?
I'm great, and I'd like to tell you, my feelings are Sacramento. I did a motion picture up there. That place is Colorado County, and that is a beautiful place. You people living up there really take advantage of what it's like to breathe the air. Look at the flora, the fauna, the cars, the roads, the rivers, the lakes, everything. You're in a beautiful place. I'm very happy to be talking to you now.
Same here. The movie you made here was Point Break, right?
No, you're wrong. It wasn't Point Break in Sacramento, no.
No? Which one was it?
No, Point Break was here, and it was in Hawaii.
What was the name of the movie you shot here?
I don't remember. I know it was a good one.
Okay. This is from a co-host I had for years, that you are her godfather. That's what she's been bragging about. Her name is... Is that true?
I never heard of her. I don't know.
She was lying!
How does she say I'm her godfather?
Every time your name came up, she'd say, that's my godfather.
What is your proof? How did she find out? What's the source of information to her that lets her believe I'm her godfather? I have never heard of the woman.
All right. This is great fodder for my show. Now, everybody knows you were on The Apprentice, and I've got to ask you, what was it like to work with President Trump back then before he was president?
Forever.
And what do you think of the job he's doing?
Well, I don't get into politics, buddy. That's not anybody's information because that's my private library inside of me, and I'm not sharing that with anyone.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, and he's still a great president, too. I mean, after what we had in there, use your imagination. You know what I mean.
I've been a fan of yours since the Buddy Holly story. I mean, wow.
Oh, boy.
You became Buddy Holly in that movie. It was just amazing, man.
I did, but you know why? I realized 2 months after the movie was finished, he was singing through me. I was singing his spirit.
Yeah, yeah. I could feel it.
Buddy Holly song, I know it's mine.
Yeah, you could see it on the screen, man. I mean, you just encapsulated that man in your soul. It was just amazing. Nominated for an Academy Award, and you got ripped off. You should have won it.
Well, John Boyd told me before the show started, he said, you know, me and Warren Beatty and Bobby De Niro and Laurence Olivier, we could not do anything close to what you did with Buddy Holly.
Wow.
And the reason John Boyd won that night, great actor, great performance, was because of the sentimental value the Academy members felt that the Vietnam War was over.
Yeah.
It wasn't the art, it was the politics that decided that vote.
A lot of politics in those awards,
yeah.
Huh? I grew up in the Catholic Church.
Catholicism has a way of boxing your spirit up into a little bitty box. And all the cardinals, the pedophiles, and they get switched from different parish, do it again. I mean, the Pope needs to withdraw. He doesn't know what he's doing when that's happening. Or doesn't know the right thing to do. Now, think of the kids. When Catholicism takes them out into a dark closet and manifests them into pedophilia.
Well, if Catholicism's wrong and organized religion is just a way to make people fear hell, as you say, then what can we teach our kids? Where do they go to learn what you're talking about?
The truth. Christianity. The truth. And that's their obligation. That's their journey. That's their duty. And that's what they have been programmed to feel and do. You become a great person for yourself, you're automatically great for everyone else.
Gary, once again, the name of your book?
Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth.
You have yourself a wonderful Christmas holiday.
Oh, you too. You too.
And thank you so much for sharing your ideas, thoughts, and your story with us this morning.
Hey, tell them it's going to be a great gift for Christmas.
Thank you, Gary.
So much joy.
That's all for today's episode of Celebrity Interviews with Joey Mitchell. Join us again next week for another well-known celebrity that most likely only aired once on Joey's show until now. Now you can subscribe to the podcast at patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. And you'll never miss an episode or extras only available to subscribers. Please visit and like Joey Mitchell's podcast on Facebook and tell us what you think. Thanks for listening.